It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song radio broadcast. A musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. Last week, we listened to songs about the Bible, the precious Word of God. Let's continue this week with more great songs about the precious Word of God, starting with this song, The Family Bible.
There's a family Bible on the table. Its pages torn and hard to read, but the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the cleft for me. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read. I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, clap for me.
Word of God is truth. The Bible declares in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Lord, your word is truth, and it is still true today.
The words may be spoken, vows can be broken, when those you once trusted let you down. Faith can be shaken, confidence mistaken, when few faithful friends can be found. But I have a treasure, peace beyond all measure, Lord, my faith every day you renew. Lord, I know whatever I do, your word is still true. Before I believed it, I just couldn't. The sun would shine once again. So I learned this lesson, no heartache, no depression can defeat me when storm clouds break through. Lord, you do what you said you would do, and your word is still true.
Lord, when you saved me, the promises you gave me sustained me, and I know
there's
every word in the Word is true, faithful, dependable. Every word in the Word is a divine inspiration. And I believe every word that is in the Word.
So everyone of every tongue could read God's Word on a page. The truth he would give to all it would live forever, forever re-age. From the creation to the revelation and all that is written between.
believes that the Bible is holy and totally true.
The skeptics deny, the scholars have tried to prove the Bible is flawed. But I proudly stand with the Word in my hand, firmly claiming it.
Another song that states the same truth. The word of God is true, it is truth. Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth? Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control. I believe every word is true. Yes, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word, it thrills me through and through. I believe every word is true.
I love the word of God, to me there is no other. I even love the words it says upon the cover. Law and grace reveal the last trumpets and the seals, the mysteries of old. Men of old were moved on by the Holy Spirit and gave to us God's message if we'll only hear it. Forgiveness for our sins, eternal life will win. I believe every word is true.
Yes, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word, it thrills me through and through. I believe every word is true. Oh, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word, it thrills me through and through.
I believe every word. Yes, I believe every word is true.
What a heritage we pass on when we read the word to our children and our grandchildren, when we remind them over and over that it is the Word of God and it is true. What a legacy to pass on. Another generation who believes the Bible. Yes, we are to guide others in the truths of the Word of God. It is the Word that endureth forever.
I always did enjoy the trips to Grandpa's house. My family took, and I never will forget the place of prominence that he gave to one special old black book. And he smiled while he read each word and line. And it seems I can still hear him in my mind.
It is now time for our story behind the song. Helen Limmel is the writer of this great song. A missionary friend of hers handed her a gospel tract that was titled Focus. She wondered why someone would hand her a tract. The tract was talking about focusing on Jesus and looking full into his face. The words had a big impact on Helen. Suddenly, she said, as if commanded to stop and listen. She said, I stood still, and singing in my soul and spirit was the chorus, with not one conscious moment of putting word to word to make rhyme or note to note to make melody. Later the same year, the song was published and soon became a favorite of Christians in America, in England, and around the rest of the world. You probably know what it is, this song to focus on Jesus. Oh soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Listen to this last verse. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Oh, my friend, turn your eyes upon Jesus, the living word. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.